From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair. Today we're visiting with Breck Distillery's Jesse Unruh. Jesse, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us. You have got one busy schedule.
Yeah, indeed. I just got off the hill, so great timing, George.
So we've got a pretty big day coming up on Sunday. It is National Après Day.
It is, yeah. We registered a national holiday last year on March 31st because we feel like everybody needs to après anytime, anywhere.
So this is actually a registered holiday. Every March 31st is now National Après Day.
Indeed it is. Yeah. And for us, you know, a lot of people don't know what Opry is unless they're from a ski town. So Opry basically means happy hour. So let's celebrate anything, whether it's skiing, a great pow day, maybe it's a volleyball tournament, maybe it's just taking your kids to soccer practice. Opry all day.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about Breck Distillery, a little bit of the history on that?
Yeah, so Breck Distillery was founded in 2008 by a doctor turned distiller. So Brian Knoll was previously a radiologist, and he just had a passion for whiskey and scotch. He traveled to Scotland to learn more about scotch and found that nobody was really doing an American scotch in the U.S. So scotch needs to be made in Scotland to be a scotch, just like bourbon needs to be made in the U.S. to be considered a bourbon. So he kind of found a hole. Passion for whiskey was fly fishing at a high alpine lake here in Breckenridge. And from what he had learned in Scotland and just his, history of learning about whiskey, it's all about the water. So we have a high minerality water here. And the light bulb kind of went off that he could make whiskey in Breckenridge. So that's how it all started in 2008. And then we released our first whiskey in 2011.
Now, we've heard a lot of different names here. Can you kind of tell us the difference between a whiskey, and there's whiskey SKY, there's whiskey SKEY, and then there's bourbon, and then there's scotch. And it really has more to do with where they're made. How does that work?
Yeah. So let's start with the difference between whiskey and bourbon. So all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. So take a second to think about that. Within the whiskey category, you will find bourbon, but you will also find scotch, Irish whiskey, Tennessee whiskey, Kentucky whiskey, Japanese whiskey. So there's a lot of categories under the umbrella of whiskey, and bourbon is one of those. Now, when it comes to the spelling, this is a fun one because I constantly feel like I'm spelling it wrong, but I am not. So whiskey with an E usually refers to a spirit distilled in Ireland or the U.S. And without an E, you're going to find that usually in Scotland, Canadian whiskeys, Japanese whiskeys, most European whiskeys. So when we're writing stories with Whiskey Magazine, which is a UK-based, they'll just slash that E. But you will find it in everything that we're writing here in the U.S.
Now, you did just have a specialty bottle of bourbon that is associated with PSIA-ASI. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that was really exciting. And first of all, we just absolutely love our partnership with you guys. It's our opportunity to reach the enthusiast that's right here in our backyard with over 30,000, 35,000 now members you guys have. This was the perfect fit for us. So that all started with a simple email wondering if there is any connection between the two brands, and for sure there was. And the idea came to be, what can we do to support you guys other than, you know, swag and posts, but let's become the official whiskey of PSIA and AASI. That's a tongue twister, I have to say. That's a lot of letters. And it was the perfect fit. So it was really fun to work with your team to kind of taste through several different blends at the Main Street tasting room. We had a big group of your members come to our tasting room, and it was a blind taste test, and one really prevailed. So that was bottled. We created a really fun commemorative label for you guys, and now you have that. And we also sold it here at the distillery, and $5 from every bottle was donated to your guys' foundation. So I believe that came to $600 this season. So just a natural fit from, you know, skiing and snowboarding, being outdoorsy, just to the culture of the industry and who we are as a brand.
Gosh, I love it. So a blind taste test.
Yeah, it was really fun. And literally we had, I would say, like 100 samples laid out for people just to come and just blindly mark A, B, C, or D. And, you know, there were a couple whiskey enthusiasts in your group. And I think they really led the charge and what to look for when it comes to nosing and tasting whiskey. But majority ruled. So you guys picked a great blend. And, you know, ultimately it goes back to you guys using that for a great cause and awareness and obviously supporting the partnership with us.
I love it. You hear other companies talking about, oh, the water, the water, the water. Breck Distillery uses snowmelt water. We are actually, you distill your spirits with snow that we actually slide on.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, we're not out here in the backyard, like, shoveling snow into our production facility. So I just want to make that clear. We're not physically taking the snow off the mountain and putting it in our bottle. But at the end of the day, what is so special about our water is the snow is falling as I look out the window right now during this interview. It's going to percolate through the mountains. It's going to go into the Blue River and through the town system and straight into our facility. So inevitably, it is snowmelt. It's picking up so many minerals. And what's left over, we're skiing on. We're rafting. We're paddleboarding. And I think that's such a beautiful connection of our brand to the backyard that we, you know, hold so dearly to us and really what our life revolves around and, you know, is being outdoors. So again, I just got off the mountain. I'm watching it snow. I'm sipping whiskey on the workday. And I'm, you know, I'm knowing that it comes straight from the backyard. It's really cool.
Now, Jesse, is there any way that members can order this specialty bottle of bourbon? What's the name of it?
Yeah, so the best way is to probably connect with somebody from the organization to see how to get a bottle. We are actually sold out, which I think is a testament to the partnership and to the quality of the spirit you guys ordered. But otherwise, if you just want a good old award-winning Breck spirit, you can visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com, and we are offering free shipping to your members. You can use PSIA free ship at checkout for any order over $99. And that goes for a couple more months now, so plenty of time to order the spirits. And then National Opry Day is this Sunday, so such a great day to celebrate with a little sip of Breck bourbon.
And Jesse, in conclusion, how are you specifically going to be celebrating Opry Day?
Well, I will tell you, I have a four-year-old, so we are going to go hunt for Easter eggs, meet the Easter Bunny. I will definitely need a little sip of Breck bourbon after that, and then we are going to head down to the Main Street tasting room. There is a DJ there, so we're going to be celebrating all day, and, you know, with it falling on Easter, it might make it a little hard to celebrate, so you know what? Let's just kick it off this afternoon and through the whole weekend.
Jesse Unruh, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on First Chair. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And hey, if you are celebrating, make sure you use the hashtag OpryAnywhere, and you are entered to win awesome prizes. And we just want to share the love of OpryAnywhere, anytime, anything. Thank you so much.
From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.